Today's learning should be Leili Mishra Subchaim Luz of Shabshai, Moshe and Daniel Rivki Bas Moshe Zer Yisro Menachem Bar Moshe Bishchus for Shleim Achaim Moshe Bamalki Meim Bracha Basar Malka Mak Yitzchum Fegel Dina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisro. So we're holding, we're going to finish up over here Meretz Hashem today, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, which we were focusing on for the last couple of weeks, all about Hadlakas Neiris. So I'm going to finish up over here with some very negeidika halachas, and I think hopefully we'll have time to finish up the sermon today. Yesh Oimrim, there are those who say, Shemi shekibol al Shabbos koidim shechashechas. Let's say somebody made early Shabbos, okay? Muta loimel Yisrael chaveiroi lasas loimelacha. So that person who made early Shabbos is able to tell to his friend who did not make early Shabbos, can you do something for me? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Muta loima, the cave and shalachaveri muta, his friend is obviously allowed to do malacha. So we're not talking about that's his son who's Simach al Shulchanai that has to be Makabal Shabbos with him or anything like that. We're talking about another person, right? So I made early Shabbos and you didn't make early Shabbos. I ain't Amira, ain't Issa Amira Shaykh Bazad. There is no Issa of Amira to you, because I am telling you to do something that is mutter for you to do. Now, this is not everybody says this. Not everybody says that it holds that this is so pashut. Because lemaisa for me, I have davar davar, but that's what mechaber the Shulchan Aruch. Others paskin this way. V'siv ze'eri. What? Just the Mishnah Berurah warns us. What's the situation over here that we're talking about? Okay. It's not talking about that I made early Shabbos, meaning I made Shabbos 10 minutes before Bein HaShmashas. I made early Shabbos, real early Shabbos. Okay? The Imu Samach LeBein HaShmashas, because if it's close to the Bein HaShmashas, Bevade Kiblu Roi Vanche Yer Shabbos. At that point, most of the city was Mekabel Shabbos. As we just learned in Sif Yud Beis, is that if the Rav of the city makes Shabbos, then the Miut has to follow along. So we're not talking about such a case of a Kabbalah Shabbos, because then everybody was chal on them, the Isser of doing Malach. And of course, I wouldn't be allowed to ask anyone to do it. Veloy Shayach then said this wouldn't even be applicable. Right? Now, Kishimagiya Samach LeBein HaShmashas, when you come close to Bein HaShmashas, Al Yamtinu Loimim Mizvashil Yayim HaShabbos. So you're in your shul, you're in your bungalow colony, and it's close to Bein HaShmashas, and people say, oh, let's hold off on saying L'chadaydi, let's hold off on saying Mizmashir or Baruch, or whatever it is that we're Mekabel Shabbos with, because there are others who are not here yet. There are other things that we say for Kabbalah Shabbos. Because there's some people are still at home taking care of things. They're coming late. No, the you're supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos, and they should make sure that they're Mekabel Shabbos at the same time, and they should not. You should not be waiting for them. The time is the time. And obviously, if you're making early Shabbos, and there's a few people that didn't get there yet, and you want to wait for them, they should be able to daven with minyan, and they shouldn't be doing melacha after the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. Of course, you can wait for them. Here, he's talking about that it's close to Shabbos. Don't hold off because there are some people who are not keeping to the schedule. Says the Rama. The Mara says that not only can I tell a yid to take care of something, but I'm even allowed to have hanah from that malacha on Shabbos. The kolshkim a matzah Shabbos, and certainly on matzah Shabbos I can have hanah from it. Okay, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this. The kolshkim a matzah Shabbos perish. The be'erev Shabbos kva kibul Shabbos yev shalachzar. Va'filahacha shari. On Matzah, on Friday, I'm allowed to tell a yid to do it, even though I can't change the fact that I was Mekabel Shabbos. When I made early Shabbos, I can't go back on it. For me, it's Shabbos. There's no way of getting out of it. Matzah Shabbos, if I'm keeping extra Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos, I didn't make Avdolah yet, but it's certainly after Shabbos. Of course, I can have it on Erev Shabbos, where I can't get out of Shabbos anymore. I can have enough from this malacha. On Matzah Shabbos, where technically, Matzah Shabbos, Chol Shabbos Shem, writes Mespao Mavda, I can just have a Ma'arev and make Abdullah, and it would be Shabbos would be over for me. Mikolshkin the Mutta Loima, certainly it is Mutta to tell a Yid who already did make Abdullah, can you do some malacha to me? Okay? Now, somebody who davens late on Matzah Shabbos, or he has a very long shalashudas, Yisrael. You can tell your friend, a Yid, who's already mispalel and he already made Abdullah lasses lemalach to do work for him. Lahadlik leneiros, to light candles, lavashaloi, to cook for him. Imutalahanas lechem alachta came there early, and you'll have another from that thing. Now we're going to see this is not so poshut. So basically, here's the case. The case is that I decide I want to go, I'm Shanav Matzah Shabbos. I'm going long Matzah Shabbos. I'm going to have a very long skverish tinkle tish halashudis. Okay? And my friend, Davin Marav, he made Avdol already. I can ask him, can you light candles for me? Okay? And I can have another from it. Says the Mishnah, Alavush says no. The only way I can do that if the if I was Mesiach Das from one second, I just want to make sure I'm saying this yeah. Unless I was already Mesiach Das from Shabbos. So Levush asks it, the Achrayim were masking. The Imamah. I'm in the middle of my Suda, and I'm doing a long Shalashudas, but it's already clearly already after this man. And I say, Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, L'kula Amashari. Everyone agrees that it's Mutta. K'moy Shekasa B'soif Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, because that is a form of Havdalah, and therefore it's already a Shabbos. That filu hu ba'atzvei Mutta az Malacha. I myself can do Malacha. Ah, however, says Mishnah Berurah, that's not such a good Eitz either. Sarich Ian, Im Yachal Achakath Loima Ritze, Bebechasamazin. Can I say Ritze now by benching? Since I already made Abdullah, am I allowed to say Ritze? Kevin Chasoy Metchilu Lachot, because I made it weekdays. Kasa Prima God, the Matzah Shabbos, and the Yachal Nigra Acharoiv. A Matzah Shabbos, the Yachal doesn't. This is an important idea over here. We said that Erev Shabbos, if Roiv of the Tzibah, so I go for Shabbos Sheva Brachas, Roiv of the Tzibah makes. Shabbos, I'm nigger after them, which comes Shabbos for me. I don't have a choice. Matzah Shabbos, they decide to go late Matzah Shabbos. They go holding 95 minutes. I don't hold 95 minutes. I have a right to make Havdalah earlier. I'm not nigger after the Rav on Matzah Shabbos. I'm only nigger after the Rav on Erev Shabbos. Even if everybody else in the hotel with me, everyone else in the bungalow colony did not yet have a marav, did not make Havdalah, but it's already Matzah Shabbos. I have a right to be mavdo and make havdalah. So I just want to add that finishes up this beautiful siman. I just want to add one point over here, which is not so pashut. Okay, we said that if it's Matzah Shabbos already, but I'm keeping a long shalashudis, and there is another yid who already davened marav and he made havdalah, right? And I can ask him to do things. I do things for me. We have to realize that it's really not so pashut in all cases. What happens if the reason I'm holding Matzah Shabbos late, because I hold 72, the reason the other guy made Matzah Shabbos early is because he only holds 42 or 45 or 50, whatever he holds, right? So be'etzem, in my lishitasi, it's still Shabbos, okay? Lishitasa, it's not Shabbos. So certainly, I can't, it's not so pashut that I can ask him to go do malacha for me, even if he made Havdalah already. And I can be Meshabbat with him, but it doesn't mean that I can ask him to do stuff because Lididi, it's still Shabbos. I hold 72. Now, what happens if I hold 72 as a chumrah? Okay? I don't hold, I agree that Shabbos is over earlier at 50, right? But I decide I want to hold a chumrah, I want to hold 72. So in that case, is that easier? Can I go ask another yid to do something in that? Now I'll tell you, it's very interesting. And the Sfarim stay by Tzarachi in this case. But Rebelski, Zecharino Baruch, has a very beautiful tshuva, not talking about Matzah Shabbos. And it's a concept more than the tshuva that we all have to be very careful about. And this was, for those who knew Rebelski, this is the sensitivity and the way he understood the human psyche and how we have to treat other people, especially another yid. He asked the question over there: is that somebody holds a lot of open bottles on Shabbos, and somebody else holds a lot of open bottles on Shabbos, right? So it's a major machlokes. Now, if I hold a lot of open bottles on Shabbos, that doesn't mean that I necessarily hold that the person who is opening bottles on Matzah Shabbos doesn't have a yesh on milismach. It's not like I see my friend driving his car on Shabbos, right? Then I would hold he's a shegetz. He's not allowed to do it. I don't necessarily think my friend's a shegetz. I'm more firm than my friend. I don't open bottles on Shabbos, and he does open bottles on Shabbos. But I don't think he's a shegetz because of it, right? So they asked Rabbi Elsky, can I ask somebody who doesn't open a bottle on Shabbos, can I ask him to open the bottle for me, assuming that I don't know open bottles on Shabbos? We're not discussing the topic of opening bottles on Shabbos now. But can I ask my friend to do it? And he tries high the kind, they know how to do it. Now, if I'm sitting at this, if a person who doesn't open bottles is sitting at the same table with somebody who does open bottles, and the other guy opens the bottle, of course you're allowed to drink from the soda because you don't think he necessarily did anything wrong. You hold that you should be machmir, you should not do it. You don't, but so you're allowed to drink it. But to go ask him, says Rebelski, has nothing to do with halacha. Can you tell a yid to do something that you don't do? He says, what about ben adam l'chaveiro? By me saying to the other guy, can you open the bottle for me on Shabbos because I don't open bottles on Shabbos, basically I'm saying to the other guy, I'm top of the line. I'm a really good guy. I'm a very religious guy. You, not so much. He says, where is the covet of Brias? He says, it's also to do that, nothing to do with Shabbos. It's also to do that because you're insulting the other person. You're being mevaza, another yid, when you do that. He says this very, very strongly. So, I remember this, the same concept over here. If a person holds 72 because he holds it's a chumrah, and the other guy is not such a machmer like him, going to ask the other guy to do malacha for you is not such a pashuta thing to do. But again, if it's, let's say it's after 72, or you don't hold 72, then the reason you're still keeping Shabbos is because you're enjoying a shalosh shuddos by the rabbi that came to town, and you're enjoying a long shalosh shuddos, right? And so everybody's masking that it's really after Shabbos. The other guy davened Maariv, so then you're not insulting the guy. That's the case that we are talking about over here, where you can ask the other person. Okay, that concludes your.
What about so by Kiddush Levana, they're not allowed to ask you to hold it for them?
No, you're supposed to volunteer for the guy, not ask him. Again, it's not. I'm not telling you this is. This wasn't. This last thing wasn't a psak halacha. This last. First of all, nothing over here is a psak halacha. Let's get that straight. This last thing was just. I was bringing out a gedank that we have to think about when we're dealing with other people, right? And again, if you hold it as a if you hold it's really not Shabbos anymore and it's a chumrah and your friend is not going to be insulted by it, I'm not telling you if you could, you couldn't. You couldn't do it. I don't think I ever saw the Rav ask somebody to hold it to them. I think he walks out and somebody ends up holding it for it. I ever saw him ask somebody to hold it for him. I'm pretty sure. But I could have, if anybody saw differently, you can let me know. But I don't think I've
Well,
ever.
I think I've seen him or other people just go over and say, I hold 72 without asking specifically, just implying it.
If you're Meramis, if the guy says, why are you not drinking soda? He says, because I don't open bottles. Rabbi Elsky doesn't say there's anything wrong with that, right? The guy opens it, then you don't go ask the guy, hey, I don't open bottles, can you open? That was his point.
You shouldn't say, be my shagans.
Right. That's his point. But the whole people are discussing, is it are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? He says, don't do it Shabbos. It has to do it. Are you allowed to do it? Okay, let's get started. Reish Samach Dalet very briefly because we have to start another siman, so we keep moving along over here. Reish Samach Dalet, we're going to talk over here about the psilos and the shemen. Some of this stuff is not so negated to us because we pretty much go to the store and we buy the Ner Mitzvah candles or the Ner Mitzvah oil, and we're good to go. They burn beautifully. So a lot of this stuff is not negated, but we still have to know the halacha because we'll see there are certain things that could come into play. And even or not, these are halachas, and therefore we have to know them. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ein oisim psilo nes Shabbos. We're not allowed to use the first. We're going to talk about the wicks, right? So in a candle, there's two parts. There's a wick and the oil. At least definitely back then. Now we can buy it all together. But there's a wick and there's the oil. So first we're going to talk about the wick. Ein oisim psilo nes Shabbos. You know how to make a psilo nes Shabbos? Bein ner shel shulchan, whether it's the candles on the table. Bein ner shematlik bebayis, if it's the candles that you're lighting in other places in your house. Midover from something she'or eini nechaz by ela nisrach sviva. It doesn't really grab on to the wick, but it just sort of burns along the outside. Vashef shall heves the flame koifetzes, it jumps up and down. Because of that, can go and give some examples. Tzemer, wool, say I hear kiyotzeban, things are similar to that. Elamidavacha or nitlabai, we should dafki you something that the light, the flame hangs onto it. Can go like pishtan, nufutza, combed flax, beget, chesh, linen, Tzemer, Geffen, Katan, the cannabis. Those of you who don't know what it is, we'll see if we can get some cannabis to burn. He's not talking about over here the stuff that this is probably hemp, which doesn't get anyone high even when you burn it. Ukiyotzibai, and similar to that, things that burn well, that's what you should use on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, what's the reason? What's the reason that we have certain wicks and certain oils that you can't use? She'ein me'irin yafa, they don't light well. V'chashinon, we're more concerned. It's much more likely you're going to bend the keli that the oil should get better to the wick. When you do that, you are lighting a fire. The cannabis value, rabba kosav. The cannabis that even though the Mechaber said that cannabis is okay, it's better to avoid that. Okay, we will stop over here and we will continue with the Ramah and Yetz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.